AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 20 years after their brutal rule ended in Afghanistan, the Taliban is trying to portray itself as more moderate this time. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
A Taliban spokesman says the group will respect women's rights, forgive those who resisted them, and generally secure Afghanistan. It's part of a publicity campaign aimed at convincing the world and fearful Afghans that the Taliban have changed.
The early days will only tell us so much.
Center for a New American Security Chief Richard Fontaine says give it a few months. Once the Taliban have consolidated control and Americans are fully gone,
then we'll see what the Taliban really wants to do, as opposed to what it has been saying now.
In the meantime, thousands of skeptical Afghans are trying to flee the country. Sagar Magani at the White House.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says they're worried about possible terrorist threats as people get out of Afghanistan.
We're in contact with the Taliban to ensure the safe passage of people to the airport. We are monitoring for any potential terrorist threats, as I just mentioned, including from ISIS-K. We intend to continue these operations over the coming days before completing our drawdown.
Sullivan says the images coming from Afghanistan are heartbreaking.
But President Biden had to think about the human costs of the alternative path as well, which was to stay in the middle of a civil conflict in Afghanistan.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says there have been no new hostile encounters with Taliban fighters at the airport in Kabul. Heavy rain from Tropical Storm Grace has for now put a halt to the Haitian government's earthquake relief efforts. More than 1,400 people have died. Judge Lena Hidalgo says coronavirus case numbers are spiking in Houston.
The numbers are looking bad. We're staring down a crisis that is about as dangerous as it's been throughout the length of this pandemic.
People are being offered $100 in Houston to get vaccinated. This is AP News. China has expressed a willingness to hold talks with the U.S. over a soft landing in Afghanistan.
According to a foreign ministry statement, China's foreign minister Wang Yi, in a phone call with Secretary of State Antony Blinken, blamed what he called America's hasty military withdrawal, the chaos accompanying the Taliban's seizure of power in Afghanistan. Wang said that China and the U.S. should cooperate on global issues and regional hotspots, but the U.S. cannot on the one hand deliberately curb and suppress China to damage China's legitimate rights and interests, and on the other hand count on China to offer support and coordination. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Archaeologists in the ancient city of Pompeii in Italy have discovered a remarkably well-preserved skeleton during excavations of a tomb that also shed light on the cultural life of the city before it was destroyed by a volcanic eruption in 79 AD. The skull had tufts of white hair and parts of an ear. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.